The other day, my writer friend Prajwal Parajuli was in a tizzy. He had been invited to judge a prestigious literary award in London, but the organizers had booked his flight on Air India. "But it's business class," I told him. "But it's still Air India," he replied. Such is the reputation of India's national carrier these days, a sort of futsy dowager, very uncool. Even its mascot, a Maharaja in a red coat and turban with a pointy mustache, seems very quaint, harking back to an old colonial India. Years ago, as a wet-behind-the-ears student, nervously embarking on his first flight to America, I flew on Air India. It was cheaper than other airlines, and for someone trying to snip the umbilical cord, it somehow weirdly made sense to fly on the mothership at least one time. "At least the food will be familiar," my family said. It was, and the stewardesses were familiar too, matronly, like my aunts. There were a lot of shrieking families with too much luggage. Those days there were just TV monitors that hung overhead in the aisle. There was no choice of movies. It was like being captive in a family wedding. It was not an experience I wanted to repeat, as I discovered snazzier carriers. But last week I flew Air India again, from Delhi to San Francisco, which became the world's longest non-stop flight last year, riding the jet stream tailwinds across the Pacific. The crying babies were still there, and the overstuffed families, but this time there was a sense of pride and solidarity that I felt. Poor Air India, the butt of so many jokes, the shabby auntie among airlines, has suddenly become kick-ass Lara Croft. This is the story of how Air India got its groove back. And this is Sandeep Roy. The credit should go to an Indian politician named Ravindra Gaikwad. Now, Gaikwad, as a member of parliament, wanted to fly business class on Air India. But his particular flight had no business class. And that upset him. He refused to alight from the plane after it had landed. An Air India official tried to reason with him. Gaikwad bragged that he assaulted the staffer with his slippers 25 times for his impertinence. Gaikwad was unrepentant, despite being caught on camera. VIPs in India often expect to be waited on hand and foot, sometimes even while their foot is in their mouth. The loutish behavior was not the surprise. What Air India did was the real surprise. It blacklisted Gaikwad. Even more surprisingly, other private airlines followed suit. And Gaikwad ended up being forced to take a train, despite saying defiantly that no one dared blacklist him. Air India has become quite the social media hero. The last time Air India had really thrown its weight around was when it took some 57 staff off cabin duty in January and put them on ground duty because they were overweight. This is an airline that's mostly in the news when it's bad news about it. It's regarded as chronically late, chronically loss-making. It makes news for close shaves with birds in the air. Who would have thought the worm would turn? That for days after the incident, no matter what permutation of his name Ravindra Gaikwad tried, his booking was cancelled. For years, Air India has been trying to change its image from a tardy airline with shabby upholstery. It's been doing a PR makeover with fancy feel-good ads.
"I always fly Air India."
"Me too. It's the warmth.
It's the care.
Thoughtfulness.
Now fly anywhere to anywhere."
But standing up to a bully gave old browbeaten Air India PR that money cannot buy. It's not that Air India changed radically in other ways. The movie selection was still rather poor. The seat selection didn't even work on the website. My flight to San Francisco was supposed to land at 7. It didn't touch down till 8:30. There was no apology or explanation.
"We take this opportunity to thank you for making Air India the airline of your choice. We look forward to the pleasure of flying you again. Thank you. Namaskar, Jai Hind."
But every time I felt a twinge of annoyance, I remembered this was the airline that stood up to a bully instead of being regarded as the bully, as happened to United Airlines. There's a joke going around on social media in India. How about sending the slap-happy Ravindra Gaikwad to fly the friendly skies with United? That could be what's called a match made in heaven. The Air India Maharaja must be smirking. This is Sandeep Roy on the ground for KELW.